He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans, and thanks for joining us. I'm Nick Scherfield with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Wednesday, December 10th. Today, Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher and rookie running back Chris Johnson visited with the Houston media via conference call. Here's what they had to say.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, I think as coaches, we all feel real optimistic about the team that we're putting on the field to begin the season, you know, because you've seen good things in the preseason. And you've seen, you know, I think you come out of training camp with it. If you're healthy, you come out of training camp feeling pretty good. But I was just very impressed with the entire offseason. I mean, I thought we carried things over, which is hard to do from one year to the next. And I just saw the commitment and enthusiasm throughout the offseason. And, you know, fortunately for us, it's just carried over. You know, we stayed healthy. We made plays when we needed to.
Was there one game that was that's sort of been a key to what you think?
Not necessarily. Well, I mean, looking back, I mean, they all presented their own unique set of challenges, and I think that's the thing that's been fun this year is the players. They'll consume themselves on a week to week basis, you know, with their opponent and focusing, practicing, and preparing, and I think that's a lot of reason for our success. You know, I think the Baltimore game we were behind. Their defense is very, very good, and we had to pick it up and throw it with 4 minutes left to go to find a way to win it. And Kerry made the throw to Algie to win that game at the end. I think that was, heading into the bye, to be able to go into the bye 5-0 and winning, in a comeback fashion. I think that was probably a key time for this team.
What does this team have that maybe some of your other teams in the past have been missing? And obviously, you've had some real good teams, but maybe why are you better this year?
It's hard to say. It has a great personality. It understands the importance of having fun and coming to work and working hard. And they trust each other. And I think they think they can win. They don't. It took us a while to get there, but this team doesn't look at the scoreboard and doesn't listen. Consume with its opponent more so. It's focused attention on, just execution and playing football and having fun.
Honestly, Jeff, did you expect Chris Johnson to be this good right away?
We that's why we drafted him. We expected him to contribute. Yes, we did, in all the areas that he has thus far.
Coach, can you compare Chris Johnson and Steve Slayton?
Well, I try not to compare players at the same position on different teams, different eras. All I can say is they're both having great rookie seasons, and they both have 1,000 yards. It looks like they're going to continue to rack up yards. It looks like they'll continue to be players that both clubs draft them to be.
Jeff, is there a reason why you have had so much success against the Texans over the years?
No, I don't know that there's a specific reason. There's a it's a game that just another game on our schedule. We've had some great ball games, it's one that you better stay in your seat. We've proven that.
Steve Slayton's the only back that's rushed for 100 yards against you all. What specifically do you like about him?
Well, he's got great change of direction vision. They're doing a really good job up front with the run game, with the scheme, with the blocking scheme. They do a very good job on the backside to allow him to cut back. And, when you've got receivers and tight ends like they have, it's difficult to focus in on one phase of the offense.
Jeff, what has Kerry Collins meant to this team?
Well, he brings, experience and leadership, and he's a very mature player that I think everybody expects to do the right things, and he does it, most of the time. He prepares well. He's no different than on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday than he is on Sunday. He's even keeled. He goes out and enjoys practice and stays focused, and he carries that same approach to the game.
Did the rest of the offense rally around him immediately, or did it take maybe a game or so for him to maybe reprove himself?
No, there was no issue there whatsoever. They were fine.
What is Vince Young's status right now, and what are your plans with him next season if you re-sign Collins?
Well, I'm not going to go into the off-season decisions, but his status right now is he's a two. He's doing well. He's focused. He's prepared to play. He's a good teammate. He's having fun, and he's been very supportive.
Is he 100% healthy again, Jeff?
Yeah, he had a little issue with his thumb that we reported last week. Did not practice, but should practice this week.
Vince Young got a little playing time against Detroit. How important for him was that?
Well, I think it was a good experience for him to get back in the huddle with his teammates, and he was productive and he had fun.
Losing a starting job, has that sort of been a sobering experience for him? Did that help mature him, or is he a different guy than he was at the start of the year?
I've said all along, since the opener, that this would be turned into and eventually be a positive experience for him.
Jeff, what do you think about just the Texans' offense and matching up, you know, the guy like Andre Johnson in general?
Well, it's not just Andre Johnson, it's everybody. And that's the difficulty. There's a reason they're third in the NFL in total offense, third and passing, and six and first downs. And, you know, they're very, very productive. They're well coached, and they got weapons.
Do they look much different to you than the team you faced early in the year?
Yeah, they're clearly a different team. I think that's obvious. The last three or four weeks, their effort on Monday night, and then, of course, the way they played the last couple weeks has been very, very impressive.
What are they doing better now than maybe they weren't doing back in September?
Well, I think they've got the tragedy of the hurricane put behind them, and one can only imagine how unsettling that was. And obviously they're focused on their football and having fun, and you know, it's clearly evident that they practice very well. They're well coached. Their penalties are down, and they execute, and they just don't make mistakes.
I mean, you've been back here a bunch of times now. Is it another road game to you, or is Houston still a little special place for you?
This is just a game for us. It's the next one on our schedule. That's what we talked about this morning. And, we're going to take a business-like approach, just like we always do when we go on the road.
How's Chris Sims doing, and where does he stand with the team?
He's currently our third quarterback, and he's inactive on Sundays.
Jeff, obviously every coach is feeling very satisfied at this point, being 12-1, but, you know, a lot of the, I know a very popular pick was to actually pick you guys last, on the division. I mean, how's that feel to kind of prove everyone wrong?
Well, we don't do this to prove people wrong. We all have, every coach in this league has the same goals as they start the season, regardless of what the perception is outside the buildings. And so it's not, that's really insignificant. What we do is we try to win ball games and try to establish short-term and long-term goals, and regardless of what the external expectations are.
How much does Haynesworth make the rest of your defense better, just the things he's able to do for you in that middle?
You know, I think our defense complements itself very well. I think the secondary can be given credit for defensive line sacks, and the defensive line can be given credit for the secondary play. Albert's just one of our defensive players that's playing very well right now, and he's disruptive. He's a force. I think he's still got some room to get better. But saying it all year, I think he's going to get stronger as the year goes on.
Yeah, it's working out better than I thought it was, but I wouldn't say I came here expecting to do any worse because I have high expectations for myself. So I always expect myself to, whatever I'm doing, to do great at it.
What do you know about Texans rookie running back Steve Slayton?
I don't know much about him, but like at the combine and stuff, we spoke, stuff like that. So I don't know him personally, but I know us, and I've spoken to him a couple times.
Since you're both rookies, do you sort of compare yourself with him? Do you look to see how he did Sunday, or?
Of course, when you look at this, our whole running back group that came out this year, personally myself, I think I would say it'd be the best running back class that I came out in the NFL. I would say that. But of course, when you look at TV, they're gonna talk about all rookie running backs who did good that day, and you pay close attention to it or whatever like that.
How important was it, was your 40-yard time at the combine to you getting drafted in the first round?
I'd say it was kind of important. The team lost that. They just ain't know how fast I would be. I wasn't a guy that just came in and relied on the combine to get me drafted. I had film and all that stuff to go along with it. I just felt like the 40 and stuff was just the icing on the cake.
What's been the key to your success this season?
Just staying hungry the whole season, no matter what I do the game before. I just put it in the past and come out the next game and just try to get better each week.
Chris, you're from Florida originally. How did you end up at East Carolina?
I would say coming out of high school, I probably didn't have the best grades. And the first game of my senior year, I had broke my leg, so you probably could credit it to that.
Did you miss your whole senior year?
No, I came back for the last four games.
Were any of the Florida schools, you know, looking at you before you broke your leg, or?
No, not really. Not really.
Was that disappointing to you? Were you upset they didn't pay more attention to you, or?
Yeah, well, I was upset. Well, and I know, like, a lot of kids, like, if I can go back and do it again, like, a lot of kids, they go to little summer camps, Nike camps and stuff like that. I never went to any of those. And I guess that's pretty much how you get your name out there, whatever. So I never really did anything like that, so I was disappointed, but I had to move on.
Seems like East Carolina worked out pretty well for you in the long run.
Yeah, it worked out for the best for me. Pretty good now.
How well does Lindale White complement your running style? You're outside runner and Lindale's inside style.
I feel we're two different backs, and you know what I'm saying? I feel like no matter if it was just me or both of us, like I still go in there, I feel like I compliment myself. I can run inside, outside. It's big, I make people miss, so I feel like just the things I'm doing myself really help compliment me.
Chris, what's Jeff Fisher like to play for?
He's a good coach. He know what to do. He's been in the league a long time. He know how to keep us fresh and just have us ready for the game each week.
What's been the toughest thing for you this season?
I would say just adjusting to this like it's a job instead of just like college, where like it's just a football game. But here it's your job.
Do the Texans defense look a lot different to you, Chris, than when you faced them early in the year?
Today is my first day on watching film on them. So by the end of the week, I should know much more about them. But they're playing better now, and they're a good defense.
Have you had the chance to watch them on TV, like maybe that Monday night game?
I watched some of it, but I really didn't watch the whole game.
All you Texans, get up!